weird. Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Buddy, I'm always ready. How about you?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So, you got down with the sickness, huh?
Oh, man. The family's quarantined. Got positive results. It's crazy.
Ah, what a nightmare, man.
Kinda. But, I mean, I can feel it in my body. But it's messing up my wife a lot. I mean, it's like a really bad flu. That's what the symptoms are.
Yeah.
And it's really messing her up. And one of my daughters has it. She tested positive too. But all hers is just sinus and maybe a little bit of throat stuff. And it was either yesterday or the day before she lost her sense of taste and smell.
How long, when did she test positive? Or like when did she first start seeing symptoms?
I think my wife did early last week. And it got rough after just a couple of days. And then my daughter got symptoms. I think like 3 or 4 days after my wife, which was, I think my wife did like Sunday, she started to feel something. And then Wednesday, I think my daughter woke up and she started to feel something. But they were already on quarantine from the middle school because they were not their fault. Somebody else tested positive. So there was enough cases in the school that they made the whole middle school be remote for a week. And then Wednesday is when she tested positive with some symptoms. And then, what was it, Friday, Saturday, I think is when she said she couldn't taste or smell.
Yikes, dude.
I got body aches, but waking up with sniffles, maybe a little bit of a sore throat, but that just seems like it's normal stuff. Like dry throat, so it's kind of painful to get things going. But once I get up, get some water, get a vitamin C booster, take some over-the-counter cold medicine, I still feel like I got like minor body aches, but for the most part, I feel fine. I would work. I would be at work, but you know, one person tests positive, quarantine, shut her all down.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, man. Well, what are you doing to self-medicate through all this?
I was hoping you would ask. Tonight, my remedy is a little bit of a hot toddy. Tea, some fresh squeezed lemon juice, some honey, and a shot of whiskey.
Just one shot?
I didn't measure it. So maybe, maybe not.
I've seen you pour glasses of whiskey, dude. There's more than one shot in that.
So I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah, probably. I hate hot toddies. I think I've said it before.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I don't make them right. I hate honey.
You don't have to have honey. You don't even have to have lemon. Mostly I would just put some kind of whiskey in plain tea.
Mm-hmm. That might be okay.
People make mixed drinks all the time. Fuzzy navels, it's just vodka and orange juice. Bloody Marys, it's tomato juice and is that vodka?
Vodka and orange juice is a screwdriver. A fuzzy navel is what? Peach schnapps and is that peach schnapps and orange juice?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't care for those drinks. I'm more of a bitters kind of person.
Yeah. To fuel your bitter soul, like you tell me.
Exactly. How are you fueling your bitter soul this evening?
Well, it's a little less bitter than I prefer. I'm trying to find it. Hang on. This is a psychedelic can here. Oh. Is it?
Whoa.
It's called Sweet Leaf IPA. And it's by Iron Hill Brewery.
Nice. Yeah. Sweet Leaf. Is there like a... Are they talking about the hops? Or is there like a tea going on in there?
No, there's a little thing here. Let me read it. Iron Hill Brewery, by the way, for you folks don't know, made in Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, that's right down the street.
Right down the street. Sweet Leaf. Brewed with whole leaf hops and far out vibes, this beer is a happening of peace, love, and flavor.
Ooh.
Taking its earthy hops, Tune into the subtle undertones of grapefruit, pine, and tropical fruit that keep things grooving. Dust off those lava lamps, drop the needle on some vintage vinyl, and just let the experience of this beer roll over you, man.
Hot damn, that's a bunch of stuff. Pine, grapefruit, leafy hops.
Ooh. More citrus, man. More of the citrus stuff. Maybe I'm a citrus fan after all. Actually, I didn't say if I even liked the beer.
No, you didn't.
I like it.
Good.
It's okay.
You ready to lay down some vinyl? See what happens?
I don't have vinyl. I got a vinyl sticker on my car. I laid it down a while ago. Starting to peel up.
I wonder what would happen if you lay a needle in that thing. Are you interested in getting into vinyl?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Vinyl wasn't even a thing for you, though, was it?
I think it was on its way out when I come into the world. Unless it was mostly on its way out. I don't know. I was born in 82, so it was probably, without looking anything up, I would hazard a guess as there was probably a little bit more cassette sales than there were vinyl sales at that point.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm at too. I don't know, the vinyl thing, it's cool to go like back, you know, like relive old shit like a hipster.
Yeah.
But they're so finicky. It's like a cigar almost. You got to put them in a fucking humidor, make sure they don't warp. Like I mean, not to that extent, but you know what I mean? It's too much care. Where I just put MP3s or whatever the fuck you want to call them on my phone. Actually, I don't even do that. I just listen to Spotify.
See? So you don't even own... Do you own any music of your own? Like, when's the last CD you bought? Have you actually bought an MP3 from a digital service?
Yeah, the last one I bought was the new Mastodon album. And that's been probably a few years. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I want to listen to a song, I'll just search it up on YouTube and listen to it.
Usually, yeah.
So I don't really see the point in buying albums.
A whole ass album.
Yeah, and you only like maybe, say it's got 11 songs on it. You like three of them. And then the rest are, you know, you got, what, three of them you like, so you're down to, what, nine? No, eight. Then there's what? Let's say four of them are okay. And then four of them you're like, skip. Immediately skip.
This one's bullshit. There's no... What is this? Noise? What are you doing, Rob Zombie?
Yeah. Just like that new Atreyu song. Have you heard that new Atreyu song?
No.
Warrior? It's got Travis Barker on drums. Awful.
Oh, really?
I am a warrior! Terrible. Anyway, I kept interrupting you. What were you trying to say?
I do what I can to like whole albums. If I don't like a few songs on it, then I'm like, I guess I just won't listen to this. Like the latest Ozzy one is, the hell is it called? Common Man or something like that. But anyway, he's got two tracks on there with Post Malone, which, fine, he's a fine human being, I guess, probably. But that music does not appeal to me.
He's really interesting. Did you listen to him on Joe Rogan?
No.
Yeah, I think his latest one on Joe Rogan, he's a really interesting dude.
Ordinary Man. That's what the album is, Ordinary Man from Ozzy.
Okay.
I don't know much about... See, that's the thing. I don't know much about Post Malone, and I guess it doesn't really matter because I don't care for his musical style. I'm sure he's a fine human being. Sure, it's fine. But I just... His music does not appeal to me, so I'm just not going to listen to it.
That's okay. I'm not a big fan either.
For the most part, I try to listen to whole albums, like the latest Rob Zombie that just came out recently. I actually bought that on record shortly after it was released, so I have that whole album.
A vinyl, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And it's pretty good. The shitty thing is, since he puts so many tracks on and he has such a length, like 47 minutes or something, whatever it might be. It had to be compressed a different way, so it doesn't get as loud. At least that's how I think I understand it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But a third of the damn tracks are literally just noise. Yeah. But it's definitely better than the previous album. But,
now, what do you mean when you say just noise? Is it just him going, or is it
No. It's like a minute and a half of just instrumental or some sort of stuff, synth music or whatever he put together. Just instrumental stuff between tracks.
Metallica does a lot of instrumental shit.
Yeah. I like Metallica.
I love Metallica. You know, Metallica was my shit growing up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Love
it. They'll have like 7-minute songs and 3.5 minutes they're singing, which is great. But Rob Zombie has whole track. He sings for a while, you know, 3-4 minute track, sings through it, and then there's an entire track, 1.5-2 minutes of just instrumental. So it's a whole other track. It's a whole other song.
Hmm.
But anyway, fully distracted. What are you going to talk about tonight?
Well, I don't want to concern you, but over in Europe, they're trying to open portals, buddy.
Holy shit, where are we going?
We're going to Geneva, Switzerland.
They're opening portals in Geneva?
Yeah, dude. And at CERN.
Holy fuck.
At the Large Hadron Collider.
Those crazy mother... Where the fuck do you think they're going with these portals?
Well, I don't think they're actually opening portals. There's been some pictures where they're like, look, they're opening portals above. And it's just weird weather. Like, not even weird weather, just like, I've seen storm cloud formations like this before. But they're like, oh, yeah, you know, they freaking out. It's just a storm cloud, but...
Is it?
Well.
The clouds are just the... quote unquote side effect, the additional effect of these portals opening.
Yeah, it's not even clouds, it's just smoke coming in from hell.
Hellfire and brimstone.
So I found this funny. The actual name is the European Council for Nuclear Research. It's like ECNR. ECNR. So I guess they were just like, nah, that doesn't sound good. Let's just flop it around so it says CERN, so it's easier to say.
What?
I guess
thought CERN stood for something.
No, I mean, if you put it in the order for the words, it would say Council European Research Nuclear.
It sounds like a non-American language would be translated to an American or English language.
Yeah, it does.
It's just like, it's all backwards.
Yeah, that's not what I said. I didn't... What? Yoda?
You know? Traje de baño, suit of the bath, what?
Get this. They were first established in 1951.
That's some Cold War shit right there, buddy.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they've been around this long.
That was not quite 10 years after... WW2.
Well, this is just the council.
Oh.
So, you know, not the LHC, which is the Large Hadron or whatever you want to call it, the Large Hadron Collider, that didn't even go online until I think it was like 2012. I got it some further down in my notes. But
2012? Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I thought it would have been active way longer than that.
No. It's either 2012 or later.
Okay.
According to their website, they say they are science for peace. And then they have this quote. It says, the organization shall have no concern with work for military requirements, and the results of its experimental and theoretical work shall be published or otherwise made generally available.
Ooh.
Interesting, right? So they're like, whatever we find out, you're going to find out.
We'll tell everybody.
Yeah, if we know it, you know it, buddy.
That sounds admirable. Is there a butt in there?
Well, not in that quote. They're not going to they're not gonna put a butt in their own quote.
But if we create a portal and it happens to look into Vladimir Putin's basement, we're probably not going to tell you about it.
No.
That's an asterisk that they didn't include in that quote.
I wonder if they would.
Well, you wonder if they would look in Putin's basement?
If they would say anything. Like, well, we can look over vast distances. We can essentially spy.
So they would say that they could, but they wouldn't say where they did. Maybe it wasn't Putin's basement. It was just somebody's shrine to Putin in their lower level of their home.
Like on, remember that show, Hey Arnold?
Yes.
You ever watch it? And Helga had a shrine to Arnold in her closet. Just a Putin shrine. He's riding a stuffed bear.
They saw that someplace through their portal, and they're like, turns out we can spy on shit, but maybe we shouldn't tell anybody about this one. Like,
holy shit, we looked into the cartoon dimension. What the fuck? So, in 1955, I guess, Felix Bloch, or Bloch, B-L-O-C-H, was CERN's director general. He's the one who laid the first foundation stone for their headquarters, which is in, like I said, Geneva, Switzerland.
Very nice. It doesn't say what month?
Oh, yeah, July 1955.
Ooh, it was a month after my mom was born.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I got a kid stomping upstairs. See, my new setup is in a different location, so now the stomps upstairs are a little more pronounced.
Because you're in that corner.
So, since then, they've made a lot of discoveries, man. So, they've done some pretty interesting shit.
That's what I'm interested in. Are they actually... You know, you say they're opening portals, which is fucking crazy, if that's actually happening. But they're colliding atoms, and then what? Like, what are they discovering when they collide whatever they're colliding? Is it atoms?
It's particles. It's a particle accelerator and a particle collider.
So dust.
So
they're just smashing dust bits together.
Yeah.
Goddamn children in the basement.
Can you hear him?
No. I was talking about the guys in the collider.
Oh.
They're just down in their parents' basement smashing shit together.
Oh, I thought you meant, because I'm in the basement, and you could hear my kids up there stomping around.
No.
Fucking knuckleheads.
Two guys with a handful of Play-Doh run into each other. Ah, what's this going to do? I don't know. Ah.
You ever see those videos where it's, one person has an exercise ball, the other one has an exercise ball, and they just run into each other?
You know somebody's getting fucked up in that transaction.
Yeah. Or if you don't line them up properly, you're going face first. Both of you getting fucked up.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Nope. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the worst. See, that, yeah. That was one of the things that they discovered when they run at each other with Play-Doh.
Yeah, you got to hit them dead on.
Concussions.
Oh, yeah. CTE. That was the first CTE research.
We should wear helmets next time.
Us? We probably should.
Anytime.
Yeah. I'm supposed to. The doctor told me I'm supposed to anytime I go out, but, you know, what the fuck does he know?
Right.
Wait, what is my name again? I don't know.
It says so right on the screen.
Oh, there it is. Okay. My name's Will. In 1973, they discovered neutral currents in the Gargamel bubble chamber. Now, I'm gonna throw out some shit I don't know anything about.
Right. That was a whole lot of malarkey I didn't even know. I guess they're English words, and you just put them together.
Well, I know Gargamel because I used to watch the Smurfs. But...
He invented Smurfette.
The evil one, right? Or did he make the original?
He made the original to be a spy.
Oh, that's right.
But then she's like, I'm not really a spy.
That's so crazy. Have you ever seen the correlation between that and, is it the KKK? Or
okay.
Well, all the Smurfs. all the Smurfs are wearing white with a white hat. Papa Smurf is wearing red with a red hat, just like the KKK. Like,
it's on the nose.
Yeah. And also, there's a correlation between the Smurfs and the Holocaust.
What?
What's yeah, it? I don't...
Because Gargamel is a little bit... He has some particular features that are associated with a particular brand of people. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, I didn't come up with the theory here. I'm just telling you what it is. Like I said, I'm going to give you some words here, some shit I don't understand. In 1983, the discovery of W and Z bosons and the UA1 and the UA2 experiments. Now, all of these things I'm going to read to you are their pivotal discoveries. They're important discoveries. I don't know how, because I'm a dumbass. I just know they are, according to my research.
All right.
In 1989, the determination of the number of light neutrino families at the Large Electron Positron Collider, or LEP, operating on the Z boson peak.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Now, where did I read this before? Or maybe it was fiction. Is the boson the God particle?
Yeah, that's... Well, there is a boson, which is that they discovered that in 2012. That is a boson with mass around 125 GeV / C2 consistent with the long sought Higgs boson, whatever.
Oh, that guy. Higgs had to be involved for it to be a God particle.
Yeah.
I don't entirely know what that means either. What's... Like, it's the building blocks of life, the God particle? Like, it's the first one of the Big Bang? Like, what are we trying to do here?
Oh, shit. I had it for a minute, and I lost it. It's either in everything. I'll get a little more into it a little bit later.
Okay.
But it can be good, it can be bad. I mean, it is what it is. It's a thing, so...
All right.
Here's one you're going to understand. In 1989/1990, Tom Berners-Lee and Robert... It looks like Caillou, but it's C-A-I-L-L-I-A-U. Caillou? Whatever.
All right.
They invented the World Wide Web.
What? Because of... Particle acceleration?
I mean, they're just doing all kinds of crazy shit over there, I guess. The first website launched in 1991, and in 1993, CERN announced to the that the World Wide Web would be free for everyone. So, fuck you, Verizon. Thanks a lot, dickheads. Free? Motherfucker, do you know what my bill is? Holy shit.
A lot.
Way too much gigabit internet.
You want to move over there? We're in proximity of CERN so we can get free internet?
You know Verizon's everywhere, man.
Verizon tries to be everywhere. So does Comcast. But there are particular places. What?
They'll fuck you over there.
Everywhere they will.
In 1995, the first creation of anti-hydrogen atoms... In the PS210 experiment.
Anti-hydrogen.
The first creation of it. That sounds a little scary to me. They created it? Did it exist? And then they just proved it existed? Or did they just make something out of fucking nothing?
That's fucking wild. They just pulled it out of nowhere. They're like, this doesn't match anything. What's it kind of like? Well, it's the opposite of this one. How is it? What makes it opposite? Well, hydrogen. So hydrogen makes... Was it hydrogen? Or helium?
No, anti-hydrogen.
Anti-hydrogen. What would make them think it's anti? Because it's got reverse number of protons and electrons? Or is it inside out?
No, I mean, maybe it was just like... See that
hydrogen. I hate that hydrogen. I'm anti-hydrogen.
Fuck it, hydrogen. Not that one.
But it's really just completely, it's nothing. It's just like a molecule for fucking silver or whatever. But it's like, I hate hydrogen. I'm anti-hydrogen. And they're like, okay, well, that's your name now, Mr. Anti-Hydrogen. Or Mrs. I don't know.
Hydrogen is gender neutral.
1999, the discovery of direct CP violation in the NA48 experiment.
So now it's against the law.
Violation, man. CP violation? Oh, boy. Sounds like Hunter Biden. Hello.
He got PP violation, too.
Yikes. 2010, the isolation of 38 atoms of antihydrogen.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever that means.
2011, maintaining anti-hydrogen, however you want to say it, for over 15 minutes. So it's like they're creating these things.
And they're putting them in jail.
It's like they created it and then poof, it was gone. But this time they created it and they're like, ooh, look at that. It's staying around. And 15 minutes later, then it bloop.
Could they create, so they've done hydrogen multiple times. Can they create, however that works, create anti any other element?
You know, I really don't know. My guess would be yes.
So anti-oxygen.
That sounds scary.
Yep. And then we put them together, then we got anti-H2O.
That's even scarier.
I don't know what that would do.
I don't know if that's even scarier than it's probably not as scary as anti-oxygen, but it's equally as scary.
You want some anti-water?
Anti-water? Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
What is that, sand? I don't know. And then I told you about the Higgs boson, which is the God particle. And I remember when that happened, it was, people were like, what the fuck?
We're all gonna die.
That was a big one that people were a little concerned about, which, I'll get into a little bit later here. Damn, I'm only on page two. We're halfway in, dude.
Maybe they were like, maybe we shouldn't call it the God particle. It kind of freaks people out a little bit.
I don't know if they call it the God particle.
Oh. So the scientists that name it, they just said, so they published their paper and people are like, well, that's kind of fucked up. Is it like are they gods now? What are they doing? They're creating stuff. So this is the God particle? No, they just let the media run with it.
It's possible that they called it the God particle. I don't know, but it's called the Higgs boson after whoever theorized it was something Higgs. So
Mortimer Higgs.
Pigs Higgs. Do you want to take a break and then we'll run through the rest of this shit, or?
Yeah, if you like.
All right, because then we're out of their discoveries and shit, and then I'm going to tell you a little more about the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who thinks the Large Hadron Collider will destroy the world is a twat. That's a quote from Brian Cox on September 8th, 2008. Brian Cox is a particle physicist of the Royal Society University Research Fellow and professor at the University of Manchester. So according to the guy who's doing the shit, he's like, it's fine.
I'd like to agree with him, but I can't. I just can't.
No? How about this? Rob Sheridan, all I did was look up over the break, because this is your topic, I just fucking around. I looked up Large Hadron Collider quotes. That's it. And okay. There's some interesting, crazy shit, like the one from Brian Cox there. And then Rob Sheridan said, are you aware of the theory that a weasel fucking up the Large Hadron Collider in April 2016 shifted us into the wrong timeline? Because it explains everything.
Yeah, it kind of does, buddy.
kind of does.
It kind of does.
So, one interesting thing to note here is this, the United States is not involved.
Good.
Did you know that?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah, we're not involved in this. So, the member states of CERN are Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Israel, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Serbia, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK.
Is that all the European nations?
It sounds, yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Like every country in on the European continent.
Now, the United States is somewhat involved. It's kind of like when you give your little brother an unplugged controller.
Hmm.
So the United States only has observer status, along with the European Union, Japan, and the Russian Federation. So, like, you can't be, you can watch, but don't you fucking dare come over here and, no, don't be putting your particles in my fucking collider, okay?
Don't cross streams.
Don't. Not even the big stream that is the Atlantic Ocean. They employ 12,500 scientists from 110 different nationalities. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this thing? It looks like a portal. You have to have seen this like cross section. It looks like you're getting ready to walk into a fucking stargate.
Like just a big ass tunnel.
Well, the picture I'm talking about is not a tunnel.
I'll just look that up then. Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
As to what was the quotes.
It is the largest machine in the world.
Oh, shit.
The largest machine ever built, I believe.
It just blows my mind to figure out, try to imagine how this thing works. Like, they're trying to smash particles the size of atoms, and they're like, oh, we created anti-hydrogen. No big deal. So it's this big-ass mega machine that's got this, what, little tiny tube going down the middle of it?
Well, I'm getting ready to get to how it works. I mean, all right. You're going to hear it from a dummy. But, so the complex,
mm-hmm.
which is in Geneva, it consists of multiple accelerators. So they help speed the particles up before they're dumped into the Large Hadron, or Hadron, whatever, the LHC.
Okay.
They like speed up, and then they're dumped into the large circle, which is the LHC, and that's where they collide. Now, how do they figure all this shit out? I don't know.
Who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know. The LHC sits in a tunnel 100 meters, or so this is what I saw, and I keep hearing all kinds of different things. You would think I would get a definitive answer for this, but I didn't. It sits in a tunnel 100 meters or 328 feet below ground. I've heard 500 feet below ground. I've heard 600 feet below ground. I've heard all kinds of shit.
Okay. Wow. So they want to share all this information, but they're like, it could be 300 to 500 to 800 feet underground. We're not really going to say too much. We got too much to do.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that I got that from their website.
The 328 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I could be wrong, dude. I looked at so many websites on this. So many off-the-wall conspiracy, you know, like black background, green text websites and all kind. It's got a circumference of about 27 kilometers, which is about 17 miles, almost 17 miles. and it's on the French-Switzerland border. Yeah, it's fucking big, dude.
It's on the French-Switzerland border. Right.
Yeah, so I guess the main building is in Switzerland. I don't know.
I think France would have learned a lesson after they some shit went down with World War II.
France will never learn, dude.
Freedom fries.
Woo! So these accelerators, I don't know how this works. I'm just pumping information out. The accelerators use radio frequency cavities to boost the particles. So I don't know how exactly that works, but it does.
Are the particles sped up to the speed of light?
It's not the speed of light. It's very, very close. I mean, we've never exceeded the speed of light as a race, right? As a species?
No.
As a race, yeah.
The parameters of the simulation will not allow us to go that fast.
That's actually very interesting. I kind of believe that.
Yeah, we can only... See, the whole simulation thing just makes sense when you get down to, like, nitty-gritty shit. Like, we don't have the ability to go the speed of light because it's not in the programming. We can't look at anything smaller than a Planck because it's not in the programming.
A Planck? I went to the bathroom this morning. I did a Planck. I went Planck. Bloop.
Sometimes I drink too many porters, it's a whole loaf. It's not just a Planck.
Gross, man. I can't believe you. This is a family show. Unbelievable.
Large poo collider.
Who ordered the poo-poo platter? What was that, A Bug's Life?
Maybe. It's been a long time since I saw that movie.
That's basically the extent of my cartoon movies knowledge.
You need more.
If it's not Roblox, my kids don't give a fuck.
The whole concept of WALL-E is wild. I just looked up a picture, and the Large Hadron Collider, they put the circle around, like, an aerial view of this, the area where it is. It's fucking too big, dude. It goes under a couple bodies of water? What is that, like a couple of ponds, I think?
Yeah.
Or there's just stand of trees?
It's massive, man.
Is that an airport over there? There might be an airport on the right side of this thing.
You know, we almost had one in Texas.
I thought there was... Was it going to be like... Was it going to be the Small Hadron Collider? I thought the U.S. was working on one.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it was a small... But I didn't do any research on that. Because I don't think it... Did it involve CERN? I'm not sure. But...
This is not your concern, CERN. Concern yourself with your own CERN. Concern, CERN.
Dude, I'm... I got a fucking ghost upstairs, man. I'm freaking the fuck out. This doesn't concern you.
CERN?
Yeah. So they use radio frequency cavities to boost the particles, and they have magnets along the, I guess, along the outside of the tube, and that helps bend the trajectory.
That's fucking crazy. That whole idea is just bananas.
Yeah, otherwise it's just going to... Boom! Just blast right through the wall. It's got a... They have to have a way to curve it, and they use magnets. Now, naturally, the faster it goes, the stronger the magnets have to be.
Yeah.
So, did I put this in here?
I don't know.
I don't think I put it in here. But, so, what I saw was the amount of magnetism is more... than Earth's gravity.
That's a little bit scary. So,
yeah.
If you just get how do things even function around on the surface where this thing is? If there's that much magnetism and gravity, like, is there just a whole tons and tons of layers of, like, degaussing material between end of machine to surface of ground?
Well, my guess would be that if they turned all the magnets on at once, it would be stronger than Earth's gravity. But it's probably something, you know, like like a rail gun, right? You know how a rail gun works, where like the magnet's like on. You know how it kind of like on off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My guess is it's something similar to that. Like it's a pulsing, because they're electromagnets.
Okay.
So they can probably turn them on and off fairly quickly.
The whole thing just goes.
Yeah. And then, but I don't know though, because how would it know, like, when the particles are there? You know what I mean?
That's an excellent point. Like, are these particles visible in any kind of form, or they just guess? So they set these magnets up to a certain frequency of pulse, and they're like, "Oh, that's gonna work."
Well, they somehow, I know they have a quantum computer there, which is a little scary if you're talking about different dimensions and all that shit. So I don't know, maybe the quantum computer can help with all that shit. I don't know. I just have a basic computer. But so the LHC is the largest and most powerful collider in the world, shooting beams at 6.5 TeV, which is tera electron volts, and at the time of collision creating 13 TeV, which makes sense because, you know, you double them because they're going opposite directions. Boom, double. Get it?
Yeah, but is it that easy?
I don't know.
Math crazy.
I tried to look up, like, what the hell, you know, a tera electron volt is, and I don't have a fucking clue. Because when I looked it up, I saw the math equation, it crashed my computer, I don't even know. It was so confusing, even my computer couldn't figure it the fuck out. It was disgusting.
Does not quantum compute.
It was a nightmare. So they had these, like, you were talking about, how do they know they have collision detectors in the area where the collisions happen? And then that's how they record the results. So they have to be able to, they know where it's going to happen, I guess, based off speed and where it dumps in. You know what I mean? Like, they got a particle speeding up over here. They got something speeding up over here. They let them go. They know it's going to collide
over there.
Right.
And that's their observation deck.
Observation dick.
What?
Okay, so they're smashing particles.
Yeah. At
almost the speed of light. Does not sound good, right?
No.
It sounds like some shit could happen. Well, you're fucking wrong, dude. Nothing's going to happen. Because CERN says it's pretty safe. It's pretty safe.
There's like, yeah, it's pretty safe. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I mean, sure, they're making mini black holes and...
No.
Yeah, they're trying to simulate the birth of the universe, but no worries.
That's fine. We're only going to create a small sun over here. It's not going to be a problem.
They say that they're about as sure they won't create an Earth-eating black hole as they are about anything in science.
What?
I don't like those odds. They're like, I'm as sure we won't do this as I'm as sure about anything.
I'm as sure as the relativity of Einstein's relativity theory. It's right there in the name. It's relative. He's not sure.
I'm as sure as the Earth is flat. It's not flat anymore. Oh, shit. I'm not too sure then. I don't know. It might happen. So they said, no big deal. We're pretty sure it's good. So if it's
these
still
assholes are just leaving black holes just in random places. Because isn't that a thing now? They're thinking that there's just small black holes in random parts of the solar system. Like,
I have heard that, yeah.
As big as, you know, smaller than a planet, smaller than Pluto. There's just these, or, you know, the size of something small on Earth, something tangible. Just these mini black holes. Maybe these dickheads are making those black holes, and as the Earth and all the planetary bodies are bebopping around the Milky Way. We're just leaving them behind us as breadcrumbs or some shit.
Fucking Hansel and Gretel. We gotta find our way home.
Follow the black holes.
Yeah, so they say that the black holes that they're creating are so small that they blip out almost immediately.
That sounds safe.
Yeah, I mean, not last week, my last episode, we talked about HAARP and how they were detonating nukes in the fucking atmosphere.
Yeah.
Science is scary, bro. And they don't give a fuck about us. They're like, let's try it. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. Let's see what happens.
Fuck it.
That would be like me telling my dog to go sit in a corner and then I'm going to shoot a crossbow at him and see if he can dodge. Let's see what happens. He might die. He might be a superhero. He might dodge it.
Yeah, he might be fine. Some William Tell shit there in your basement with your dog.
It's ridiculous. You don't fucking... Unbelievable. So, CERN says it's pretty safe. And if you're still not convinced, you're not alone.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a guy named Stephen motherfucking Hawking?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's also a bit concerned about this. This Higgs boson.
He says he's fine now.
Well, he was. He said it could create a vacuum bubble that would grow so fast that it would wipe out the universe before you even knew what was happening.
What the fuck? That seems a little serious. He's like, that could probably happen. They're like, how smart are you? Watch this.
Yeah. Now, he also does mention that we don't have a collider large enough to create the God particle with that power.
Okay.
With that amount of power. But he says the collider would have to be larger than Earth. But how many times have scientists been wrong?
Plenty. Plenty.
Yeah, so stop making a God particle, you fucking fucks. Like, just chill the fuck out, right?
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Neil deGrasse Tyson also believes it could literally blow up the Earth. And I know Neil deGrasse Tyson, like, he's done some pretty suspicious shit, right? So, I think there's a lot of sexual allegations out on him, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, hashtag me too, you know?
Oh, man.
So, I know we gotta get close to wrapping it up here, but let's hit some conspiracies real quick about it.
Finally, I'm not scared enough.
The logo, you know what I'm talking about, right?
CERN?
No, it's like a bunch of circles. Anyway, people say it depicts the infamous 666.
Oh, yeah. I just looked up CERN, and yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but the problem is there's only two circles, and there's five straight lines coming off of those circles.
Mm.
I mean, a quick glance, you're like, yeah, I could see that. But then if you logically think about it, it's not there.
Okay. Yep. All right. I kind of put a little damper on that one.
So the logo is actually two accelerators overlapping each other.
Why would we want that?
Well, I guess it's how they started. It's the super proton synchrotron and its predecessor, the proton synchrotron. They're not creative with names here. It was like, here is the proton synchrotron. Oh, we made a new one. It's the super proton synchrotron. Now, here we go. How about this? 1 year after the LHC grand opening in 2008, Sergio Bertolucci,
all right,
former director for research and computing, said this: the super collider would open otherworldly doors to another dimension for a very tiny lapse of time, mere fractions of a second. However, that may be just enough time to peer into this open door, either by getting something out of it or sending something into it.
Okay, that's fucking terrifying. So you open the refrigerator door and you want to try to grab something before the light comes on.
Of course, added Bertolucci. After this tiny moment, the door would again shut, bringing us back to our normal four-dimensional world. It would be a major leap in our vision of nature. And of course, there would be no risk to the stability of our world.
No, I don't see a risk at all either. No, opening a door to a whole-ass other dimension. No risk at all. I don't.
Yeah, it would be like me saying, like, hey, Will, can I borrow your car? Of course there's no risk I'm going to shit my pants in it. You'd be like, why did you say that? Is there has to be a risk.
I'm a little bit concerned now.
Yeah, I didn't know you. Do you shit your pants that much? Why did you say that? There has to be a risk. If you said it, there has to be a risk, even though you said there is none.
It's a shitty concern. And they're concerned again.
Well, dude, what the fuck are they doing in other dimensions? Honestly, they're putting things in, taking them out. Like, this is like Stranger Things, dude.
But let's see what happens when we put a stick over there. Oh, shit. Now there's more sticks. How did more sticks get there?
This is insane. The facility also has a large statue of the Hindu god Shiva.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Isn't she the goddess of death?
Shiva, I believe, is a male.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wouldn't correct you, but other than the fact that I don't want people to get offended. But, yeah, I believe Shiva represents destruction of the cosmos, sort of.
Why would they want that symbol there?
Well, I'm gonna tell you why. So you know, people are like, "What the fuck? Why is the destruction, the destructor of the universe, whatever?" There. Well, according to Hinduism, anything Shiva destroys, he recreates. So he'll destroy it and make it a new, better version.
Okay,
it's still sounds scary. You know, the god of destroy the universe and make a new one at the place where they're trying to make, you know, a new Big Bang. Pretty scary, but it was a gift from India honoring their partnership, which began in the 50s. And if anybody knows, like, I don't know, they're in partnership. So India is going to be like, if we're going to fucking destroy the universe, you know what I mean? Like, India is giving them something that they think is special. Just like we got the Statue of Liberty from France, and I think that's a transvestite or something. I don't know. I think I'm almost positive that is the Statue of Liberty is something that we should not be fond of.
What? Really?
That's what I've heard. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I should look into it. I should do a little research on that.
Interesting.
There's also a video that came out showing what looked like a sacrifice ritual in the courtyard in front of the Shiva statue.
At CERN.
Yeah, literally right in the courtyard in front of it. And you can find it. You can find this on YouTube.
What the fuck?
If you search ritual at CERN on YouTube. And I saw the user who posted it was Tahuti. It's capital T-A-H-U-T-I.
Okay.
And it's like somebody inside the building, like, filming it. And he's like, what the fuck? So.
They sacrificed a person?
It was. I don't know.
All right.
It was people in black cloaks. And I want to say female, it was an individual came out in a white, all white, laid down, and it looked like they stabbed this individual in front of Shiva.
That's a little fucking radical.
Now, CERN officials say, just a twisted prank, no big deal. And here's what they said. Persons that are authorized to access the CERN site sometimes let their sense of humor go too far. And that is what happened on this occasion. CERN does not condone this kind of spoof, which breaches CERN's professional guidelines, and is currently carrying out an internal investigation.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Seems weirdly... I don't know, man. Seems like a little bit of a crazy prank. Crazy college prank to be in front of the god of destruction and rebirth. So this person fake dies and they're going to fake relive again? Well, crazy.
Yeah, they say it was just a bunch of interns or whatever. I don't know.
Interns. They call them interns there. You keep looking up there, man. You need to grab like a lead pipe or some shit.
I think they're home. So I had a really long story, but I'm not going to get into it because we're out of time. But so this also ties into the Mandela effect.
Of course it does.
So some people believe that we are transported or we were merged into another dimension because of experiments CERN is conducting.
I like that theory.
Now, remember how I told you Sergio Bertolucci said he was putting things in or taking things out of other dimensions?
That's how you make babies, man. Stop it.
Well, think about this. What if they're literally trying it by putting small things in, like movies or a book cereal boxes? What if they put in the Berenstain Bears, and then so Berenstain, what if they put in the Berenstain Bears over there, and it changed us into Berenstain?
Wow. That's fucking... Okay.
Or what if they just left it open, and we just merged?
So they open this door, and then that just merges everything into one, and we take a little bit of characteristics from... whatever we merge with. We take some of theirs, they take some of ours, and it's close enough. If it's a bunch of bubble universes, we open the door and the bubble, two bubbles pop together.
Yeah. Or, what about this? What if they opened it and we just got sucked in? You know, we turned, you know, two bubbles, they're touching, and then boom, they turn into one big bubble.
And the universe is constantly accelerating. There's stuff so far away we can't even see it. And it's getting further away. Faster.
How about this?
Okay.
Maybe in our old universe, we were about to get blasted by an asteroid. And they saved us by zapping us into a new one where the asteroid is not coming for us.
Oh, shit. They just shift us over. Like we realign with the center of the new double bubble universe.
Look, man, CERN is one of those ones that it's always stuck out to me. And I don't necessarily think they're trying to fuck things up, but I think what we have here is a group of people, they're playing with powers that they don't fucking understand. And they're essentially gambling with our lives in the process. And I don't like it.
No. They're trying to smash red and blue Play-Doh together to get purple, but we're still just getting... shards of red and shards of blue Play-Doh, and it's not actually making it purple
or brown. You mix them together, you get brown. Like, what is this, a fucking turd?
How did that happen?
Like I said, I don't think they're intentionally trying to fuck things up, but it's one of those conspiracies that is always, I think they're fucking with things that they don't quite understand,
and it's
and they're trying to figure them out. And it could end up killing us all.
That's not good.
It's a scary one.
Yeah, yeah. If Stephen Hawking was like, dudes, probably don't do that. Should probably be a little bit concerned if Stephen Hawking was a little bit concerned.
Yeah. Don't fuck with that Higgs boson, dude. Because now they're thinking that space isn't even a complete vacuum.
What?
Yeah, you haven't heard that?
Hmm.
They don't think it's a perfect vacuum. And I don't quite remember why, but the Higgs boson could create a complete vacuum. And when it does, if it expands, it's going to expand rapidly and just wipe everything out.
What the fuck are those guys doing? I don't... That's really scary. That's not going to destroy the universe, probably.
We're pretty sure it's safe.
Yeah, it's probably going to be fine.
We're as sure about this as we are about anything in science. And I'm sure scientists back in the fucking, like, 1200s, you know, they were like, yeah, we're pretty sure. We're 100% sure about this.
Yeah,
the
man.
Universe revolves around us.
Of course it does. Those ladies in Massachusetts, up in that town of Salem out there, they are definitely witches.
Throw them in the river. If they drown, they weren't witches. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just wacky shit like that.
The logic is non-existent.
Yeah, I don't think they should be messing around with it. I don't know what the ultimate goal here is. Making anti-elements of everything? That's probably a horrible fucking idea.
They want to recreate the Big Bang and see
why?
How it happened. Exactly. Exactly. What if you recreate it perfectly and we're gone? You just create a new one. We're gone.
Done.
What if history literally repeats itself and this has happened before and that's what creates the Big Bang?
There's an opposite universe where we are talking backwards and we go from death as we know it to birth as we know it, but it's reversed. So everything is going the wrong way in a different universe.
Can you imagine when you die, you're just getting sucked right back up into that badge?
This is how we go. We're going out like this.
You're like, wait a second. She just, like, 30 years ago, she was dead. And now here, I'm getting sucked right back up into it. What's happening here?
But that's not, it wouldn't be wacky to that universe.
I know, dude. Life is weird, and we don't have a clue what it's all about.
No.
No clue.
But what I know for sure is, if you don't want commercials in your episodes, patreon.com/bringontheweird. $1 a month will get you a shout out. $2 a month will get you a shout out and drop those ads on those commercials.
You know what I'm about to say?
Do it.
$2 a month. Let's give them a sticker. Let's get some more people on this $2 a month thing.
Oh, man. Send out stickers like nobody's business.
Yeah, dude. Why not?
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
For the new, you know, if you sign up, $2 a month, we'll send you a sticker.
Then what, for consecutive months?
Oh, they get nothing. I mean, they get what do they want, a sticker every month?
Hell
same
yeah,
sticker.
I do.
Same sticker.
We've got a few designs. I bet it wouldn't be, I don't know, maybe different stickers. We have a few designs.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But you could get a really dope t-shirt or a hoodie or whatever if you go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird or tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some dope merch, man.
Hell yeah. Let us know if you're concerned about this CERN business. He's concerned about them busting up these particles and then creating black holes and shit.
Are you concerned?
Exactly. Capital and the CERN. I am. But you tell us.
I'm a little concerned, too.
Podchaser.com/bringontheweird. Apple Podcasts, Bring on the Weird. Leave us 5 stars and just tell us about your concerns about the CERNs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, with that, stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.